around these big dams in Alabama, the catfish just grow to be to tremendous size. Mm. You hear about catfish getting as big as 100 pounds. Yeah. I don't know if it's like that anywhere in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's that way here.
But I can't imagine a 100-pound catfish.
That's a big fish.
That's a lot of fish because, my goodness, these 15-pounders got a head the size of your own, just about. Say, you were talking about clearing land a few minutes ago. Do people around here have any names for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Newground.
Well, what about, say, if you just cut your hay off the field? You know, when it comes back up again after that, is that ever called anything in particular?
Second cutting, second or third cutting, whatever it might be.
Do you have, what about maybe a crop that grows up in a field even though you didn't plant it there?
Volunteer crop.
Or you were talking about wheat. When you cut the wheat and tie it up into the bundles, you say you're
reaping it. Back in those days, of course, you don't do that anymore. They had a reaper and binder. You cut that and bound it, tied it up in bundles.
I see. Well, what does the term of shocking wheat mean?
Means shocking those bundles in piles.
Piling the bundles together.
You had to stand them up a certain way, and then you had to put some on top to make them shed water. And then when the thrasher came, usually they'd let them dry in those shocks. Then they'd make a big shock. They'd haul it to a big shock where the thrasher could go in between them, see. And they'd pitch those bones into the thresher from each side. I see.
Well, talking about grain and all, what about this grain that horses like to eat in particular?
Corn?
That, or you hear of them eating something
oats.
Outside, you know.
Oats and barley. They feed quite a bit of barley. They don't feed much. Man, much wheat and rye. I don't know why.
Have you ever heard of any expression for what you do when you separate the grain from the rest of it? Say oats in particular.
Well, we always use the term thrashing
oats. How did you manage that? What did you do?
Well, you. We use that reaper and binder first, and then, like I told you, they'd go on through to the thrasher. And then, of course, today they use a combine. It does it all right out there in the field, cuts it, and thrashes it, separates the straw.
I see. What about this expression? Say if we have to do a job together, you'd say that not just one of us has to do it, but
all of us.
Or say if you were going over to a person's house and you knocked at the door and you knew that they'd recognize your voice once they heard you, after they said, "Well, who's there?" Instead of using your name, you might say, "Oh, open up the door, it's only
me."